Hello, my dears. Welcome back to Main Character MJ with Josephine Moon. I'm just gonna apologize, but to be fair, I did warn you guys that I'm out on these streets. These streets are on me. You know what? That's not a little graphic. They're not on me. I'm back! Anywho, so this episode, I just want to, like, preface it with, I feel like most of this episode is gonna be me ranting about all the things that have happened the past, like, month and a half that I haven't been able to talk to you guys about. Like, there are a few stories. None of them are, like, wildly entertaining, which is why I haven't really been, like, dying to come back for an episode. But I have enough stories that I can talk to you guys about. But I feel like most of what I'm going to be babbling about is just life. And then we've got a few TV recaps and some new TV shows / possible movies that we will be watching. But before we get into this episode, it's Scorpio season! Gang, 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 gang! Party people in the house! Now, the thing is, my birthday is in 17 American days. By the time this episode comes out, my birthday will be in 15 American days. That's what we call quick math. Anywho, now, you're not going to ask me what my age is because I'm not going to answer it, and I will lie to you. Because as we know, I love to rebrand if I don't, like, enjoy or want to do something. So, I'm beyond ecstatic for my birthday this year, and I've decided, like, this is going to be, like, my best birthday yet, just because, like, I would say since I moved to New York, every single birthday I've had has been treacherous and horrific. Like, the first year, I'm not going to say her name, shout out, she knows who she is. The first year I moved to New York, one of my best friends came to visit me, and she ended up getting roofied at a bar, so I spent most of that day of my birthday in the hospital with her and, like, having to call her parents and tell her, like, your daughter's in the ER. So yeah, that was my first birthday in New York. My second birthday, I was in a relationship, and he just apparently doesn't believe in birthday, so that was a really awkward first birthday. The second year, still in a relationship, we went to Portland, Maine, and that was probably the worst trip of my entire life. I was just, like, screaming and crying in the rain at him the entire weekend. shout out Portland, Maine. Memories. And last year for my birthday, it was COVID and everyone was back home, and the only friend that I still talked to that was in the city got deported, like, 2 weeks before. So this year I have made it my mission to just pop the F off. I've already bought my gowns. Yes, you heard gowns, plural. I am going to Christian Louboutin next week, and I'm buying myself the classic red bottom heels, a little pre-birthday treat for myself. I'm literally going all out, and I'm literally booking venues right now for my friends to just black out and have a fabulous time and celebrate me, because I'm fabulous. So that's my rant about that. But I'm just, like, I'm really changing my mindset, and I'm determined to have a great birthday this year. 100%. Even though so much is going on in life, I'm going to ignore it. That's the key to life, is to ignore it and power through. So that's what I'm going to do. I've got a lot of random updates, and there's not going to be a smooth transition into all of these. I just have sticky notes surrounding me with stories I need to tell. So, let's go into the kickball league I have signed up for. You know, I have a friend who, we went out to karaoke one night, and we ended up meeting, like, this random group of people who had come back from a game. And I think they had done, like, a soccer league or something like that. Just, like, a fun league where, like, you go play whatever the sport is, and then you have, like, a sponsor bar, so you get, like, a bunch of deals at this bar. Like, that's where everyone goes, you make friends, blah, 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 blah. So we didn't meet those people, and she got super excited about it. So we signed up for a glow-in-the-dark kickball league in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, for those of you who don't know, who are uncultured. And to my surprise, it is so much mother-effing GD fun. Like, I'm actually obsessed. I was like, oh my god, we're gonna get there, and, like, our team's gonna be full of freaks. We're all gonna be, like, super competitive or, like, really awkward and weird. And, like, our team is literally the most fun, chaotic, alcoholic group, and I'm obsessed with them. Like, Thursdays are my new favorite day, just because I get to go see them and play the game, whether we win or lose. Spoiler alert, we've lost every game. Obsessed. But we are the most fun team, and everyone's obsessed with us. So that's what matters in life. Actually, not really. We've been gypped both times. The first time we were tied, and the timer went out, or the clock. I don't know, sports speak. And they're like, oh, no, we want to keep playing. And the ref literally, like, was smoking a cigar and was like, I'm going home. You guys can play if you want to. And we, like, they added, like, 2 extra minutes for no reason. And the other team ended up winning because they were the ones kicking. So they didn't technically win, but we're undefeated in losing. So, oh, but last week was not a great week. To be fair, we just were not good. But I also wasn't there, so it can't be my fault. But the week before that, again, the team cheated, but, you know, we're going to persevere. What else is there? Speaking of karaoke, even though we weren't talking about karaoke, but just, like, follow my drift. Thanks. Cool. I went to karaoke. As you guys know, I'm a karaoke queen these days. But I went to karaoke, like, 2 weeks ago. And I don't know if I should tell the story, but I'm going to because I need to tell it. So I think it was one of those days where, like, I went to go get drinks with a friend, and she was going to go home, and I was like, it's only, like, 8:30. It's a little too early for me to call it a night. It's a little too embarrassing for me. So I ended up going to Breeze Crisis by myself, and it was the best time. Made some new friends. Had a great time. But I met this couple that was visiting from, like, Houston. Boo, Houston. Sorry, I hate to say it, but the only good thing out of Houston is Beyoncé, and occasionally Megan Thee Stallion, depending on the song. Anywho, and I met this couple that was visiting. They were like, I don't remember what they were saying, but they started talking about the relationship out of nowhere. But I'm just like, I'm here to sing show tunes. I hear about your problems, but okay. And so they were like, oh yeah, we've been together for like 10 years. I'm like, oh, congratulations. I think it was their anniversary, and that's why they were up here, so they were talking about it. It's like, oh, congrats. Like, that's amazing, okay, whatever. And then they started to talk about how they are in an open relationship, and they had sex with, like, multiple people that were at their wedding that was, like, in their bridal party. And so they, like, for some reason, like, pulled up the photo and just, like, pointed at every single person, like, oh, I had sex with her, I had sex with him. I was like, okay, wild. And then they were both telling me how, like, they both have, like, 3 or 4 other partners, and they're all friends with each other. Like, they get together, like, the husband and his girlfriend and the wife and her multiple boyfriends will get together all the time. And they're like, yeah, we just, like, we want to live openly, and blah, blah, blah. I was like, okay. It's just, like, I don't want to kink shame. I don't know if that's a kink, but I'm just going to say it is. It's just, like, odd to me. What's the point of being married if you're going to have, like, multiple partners? And it's just, like, strange. I don't know. It was very, very odd. But I was just like, I need another cocktail if we're going to continue this storyline. Like, this is wild. So the husband goes and gets us drinks. I'm like, Pinot Grigio, please. Thank you. Top shelf. Brings it back to us and starts flirting with me in front of his wife. And I'm like, oh, sweetie. If the weird relationship thing you guys have going on wasn't a turnoff already, you're also 2 feet tall, number 2. 3, you're from Texas. 4, you're a little suspicious. I don't love this. He was flirting with me the whole time, and she's just staring at me, like, smiling. I'm like, oh my God, are they trying to get me to do a threesome? Like, is this what this conversation is about? This is not the vibe. I came to sing some Les Mis, some Dreamgirls, some Hairspray, dare I say. Sorry. And out of nowhere, there was, like, another person with me that I just met at the bar, and we had become best friends per usual. And he was trying to flirt with the husband. And I was like, who knows? He might be into it. Go for it. I don't know. And so they start talking, and the husband and the wife are talking about how I can't. They start talking about how they have, like, costumes for his penis. And I was like, costumes? What do you mean costumes? Now I'm just like, what is going on? And so the other guy that I met at the bar was like, costumes? Like, dare to show us, this man, the husband, literally pulls out like a full file on his phone of just like different costumes that he's made to dress his penis up, like a little elf on the shelf, like a little gremlin. I'm just like, this man that I have met for like 20 minutes is showing me his penis in front of his wife, trying to get me to have a threesome with him, while I'm just trying to sing show tunes. Like, what is going on? I could not. I was like, you know what? It's about 12:30. I've sang my little heart out. My voice is gone. This is getting to a gray area where I don't need to be. I am gonna get a taxi home. Like, people in New York are wild. I'm sure this is like, this happens everywhere. But like, I feel like this stuff always happens to me. Always happens to me. And I will literally call my friends, like a few people, select few. And I will be like, you won't believe what happened. They'll be like, I probably will, because it's you. Anywho, second story. I was at another club, bar, in the Lower East Side, Manhattan. And me and my friend were sitting at this bar, table, whatever you want to call it. These two guys are sitting on either side of us, chit-chatting to us, beep-bop, beep-bop, boop. I'm like, if I get a free drink out of this, then I'll make conversation. One fact about me, I don't like men talking to me. And I know it's strange because I'm trying to find myself a rich husband, and if I want to find a rich husband, I have to let men speak to me. But I do not like men speaking to me, especially in public. I just want free drinks. Like, I wish they would just, oh, what are you getting? I've got it. And then disappear. That's what I want. Anywho, we're sitting down. They're on either side of us, making chit-chat conversation. This guy is, like, rubbing my leg, flirting with me aggressively. He's not hideous. Like, he's not bad looking. I will say that. But the entire time he's rubbing my leg, he's talking about his wife and his dog. And I'm like, oh, that's crazy. So I'm like shuffling my leg over, like scooching my gooching over to my friend. He's like, oh, yes, like blah, 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 blah. This is my dog. So we start talking about our dogs. I show him a picture of my dog. We're beep, bop, booping back and forth. But he's still flirting. He's like, oh, you're so gorgeous. Beep, bop, boop. And like, and then he's talking about how much he loves his wife and how he can't wait to have a child with her. And then he starts talking about how his family, like I know his entire family life, like talks about his twin sister, his older brother that he's not that close with anymore, but they used to be super close growing up. Like, I know his entire life, but I'm just like, what is happening? Why are we having this conversation? Why are you trying to rub my leg and flirt with me? Why are you asking for my Instagram? Why are you asking for my number when you're married and you told me about this woman multiple, I could probably tell you her life story right now. It was insane to me. Insane. I like tapped on my friend's leg and I was like, bro, we've got to go to another bar. Like, I don't know what is going on. I don't. Like, no. It's too much. It's really too much for me to handle this economy. What are some other crazy things that have happened to me in the past few weeks that I need to fill you guys in on? Oh my God, you guys, again, I'm always being accosted on the street, whether it's at a bar, whether it's at a freaking karaoke, whatever. I'm always being accosted by someone, a weird couple, a random man, like this. It's enough. So I was actually FaceTiming my friend, our local Britney expert, John Tom, like 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I was coming home at like 2 in the morning and I went to go get Dollar Pizza. And so I decided to like sit in front of the Shake Shack that's by my apartment because I was like, I don't want to go upstairs with the food. It's going to wake up my child, Ginger, who's also doing great, you guys. Don't worry. She's fabulous. She's stunning. A little annoying, but that's life. I don't want to wake her up, so I'll just like eat it on the street and then go back home. And my area is like a very safe, like it's fine. So I'm sitting there FaceTiming John Tom, and this man is just like maybe 10 feet away from me. And he's just like standing there staring at me, just staring at me. And so I'm like, can I help you? Like, are you lost? He's like, no, I'm fine. He just continues to stare at me. And he starts to pull his pants down. And I'm like, no. Like, I'm literally like telling this man to stop. I'm literally telling this man to stop. I'm like, please, no, stop. Like, pull your pants up. He turns, like starts to walk away a little bit, like 10 more feet away. And then like he pulls his pants down, and like, so now I'm seeing his crack, and I'm just like, I don't want to see this. Like, I really don't want to see this. I tell him, like, I'm like, please, can you put your pants up? Like, I'm not interested. I'm not invested. I really do not give two Fs. Like, enough, please. So he turns around, and per usual, he showed me his limp, docile penis and just, like, staring at me, like, lightly rubbing it. And I'm just like, what is the deal? Like, this keeps happening to me. I keep getting accosted by these people, and I'm not doing anything. I'm not doing a single thing, you guys. Like, I swear to my father in heaven above, I'm not doing a thing. And these people are accosting me on these streets of New York, and it's enough. So he's doing this for, like, 2-3 minutes. Like, he walks away, he keeps coming back and pulling down his pants and just going to town. And so I'm like, please stop. And I'm literally still FaceTiming Don Thomas. I'm like, this man is literally rubbing his penis in front of me, and I'm just trying to eat my pizza before I go to bed. Like, I'm just trying to survive. And so I'm like yelling at him, like, please stop. And so I pretend like I'm taking a photo of him, and then I'm gonna go show the police. I'm like, enough. Like, if you don't stop, I'm gonna go to the police a few blocks down and show him this video. And he's like, fine, go ahead, do what you wanna do. And then he starts yelling at me and still rubbing his penis. I'm like, but just put it away. Like, put your pants up. Enough. Enough. Oh, my God. So this kept going on. I'm, like, trying to finish my pizza as quickly as possible. I'm not trying to go upstairs at 3 in the morning and get my dog all riled up with the smell of pizza. Like, she'll be up for an hour, and I'm already hungover and dying. I've been accosted, like, 15 million times tonight. I don't have the energy for it. So I grab my pizza. I start walking a few blocks down. He, like, starts to follow me a little bit and then sees there's more people on the street. So he pulls his pants up and just walks away. And I'm just, I don't know what quality it is about me that people are just so free, so open, but I would absolutely like to return it. Absolutely would love to return it, because this happens all the time. Like, I'm either being accosted by limp penises, some random man is crying to me about his family trauma in a bar on New Year's. Like, these things always happen to me. I find, like, a drunk woman pass out on the floor, and I'm having to call the ambulance to get her, and I'm having to, like, these things always, like, on a weekly basis, this happens to me. And I don't know what it is. Like, I don't know. Like, should I move? Should I, you know, I don't know. I don't know what the option is. Because this doesn't happen to anyone else. This does not happen to anyone else. Just moi. Oh my God. The thing is, you guys, I have like seven other sticky notes of like random crazy things that have happened over the past 2 weeks. But I just like don't have the energy to get into it, because we still have a bunch of stories to get into. We got some recaps. But okay, I'll talk about two more things and then I'll be done. This is like the longest intro I've probably ever done. But, you know, I haven't spoken to you guys in a month, and I just want to fill you guys in on my life, you know? My life. I was going to talk about dating, but, like, I don't really want to. I don't really want to. Life is life. People are people. Experiences are experiences. And that's all I'm going to say. What else is going on with moi? Okay, you guys, like, fun fact about me. I don't think I've ever really dressed up or done anything for Halloween. Like, I think I didn't really dress up. I literally put on leather pants and, like, a black top, and I really didn't do anything. I've never really done Halloween, but it's coming up this weekend, and we're, my group, a whole group of us are just hitting the town hard, blacking out, waking up, doing it again till Monday at 9:30 when we need to be at work. That's the plan, Stan. But the thing is with Halloween, it's just like there's so much pressure to do these crazy elaborate costumes, not be so basic, to have all these parties, to do this and that. And it's like, aren't we a little old to be doing this? Like, can't we just go to a bar and just, like, have a great time? Like, if you want to dress up, you can. Like, there shouldn't be, like, must dress up, all black, sexy girl, sexy boy. Like, these invites are insane. I want to show up in a cute little outfit that I got from Zara and some new pumps that I bought online and just get drunk and have a good time. Like, I don't have to go to the Abracadabra store on 23rd Street, or have to go to, like, random shops to find some outfits or find it online. It's bad. Like, it's so irritating to me, and I've decided this is the first and last time I'm dressing up for Halloween again. Like, after this, I will just be dressing in all black because it's just so irritating. It's so irritating. And for what? For what? I get people, I don't really get it, but I could try to understand how people are so excited to like not be themselves, I guess, or dress slutty if they don't usually dress slutty or dress whatever they want to do. Like, it's giving childish to me. It's giving childish. But, you know, to each his own. All that to say, I will be dressing up this year. Me and my friend are going to go as Dion and Cher from Clueless Friday night. Saturday, I'm going to dress up as an angel. Like, we'll just wear a white dress, and I bought wings at the store. Abracadabra, 23rd Street. And then Sunday, I'm probably just going to wear a black dress and black out. Should be fun. Well, depending on it, we'll see. I have like a bunch of different groups. You know when you have last rant, I swear for now. You know when you have like different groups of friends, and then you all come to, you bring them all together for like one event or whatever. That's what I'm kind of doing for Halloween and my birthday this year, and I think it's gonna be interesting because there's a few oddballs that can complicate the situation, and it's going to be interesting. I will keep you guys abreast on the situation and how it goes, but I don't know. I just, like, it's really annoying to bring a lot of groups together. I usually try to do that because it just makes my life easier. I don't have to like spend an hour or two with one person on Friday and then go meet the next group of people, then the next. Like, I, there was like 4 or 5 years where I had to do that, and it was so taxing on my mind, soul, and body, and my bank account. So I just get them all together and hope for the best. But I'm done ranting. We're 20 minutes in, and we haven't even started on the stories, but we're gonna breeze. We're not gonna breeze through them. They're not, whatever. So all that to say, I'm back, you guys. I am gonna try to do an episode, I want to say every 2 weeks, but I just want to be honest with myself. And I think the next 2 months, there's going to be one episode a month. And then in the new year, January, like, I'm going to be back on my BS. Like, every other week, there will be an episode. You heard it here first. And if it's not like that in the new year, well, have some grace. Let's have some grace for me, okay? Gracias! Okay, so let's get into some stories. Okay, you guys, so our first story is Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker are engaged. You know how earlier I said I'm not going to breeze through these stories, but like they're not that interesting? This is one of those stories that really is not that interesting. Like, they've been together for like 9 to 10 months, I believe. Like, earlier this year they started dating. They've known each other for years, though. Like, he appeared on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, like, years ago. And he was just like, oh, they're great friends. Like, so I think this could be the one for Kourtney. Like, who knows? You know how marriages are and relationships are in that family. So, especially with Kourtney. So, who knows? But let's be positive, I guess. The ring is absolutely stunning. And I also forget that, like, she hasn't been married or engaged before. There's just been like so many engagements and marriages and whatever in that family that you forget. She dated Scott for like 10 years and like he proposed or like kind of proposed or whatever. And she kept saying no because like she didn't want to be tied to that ship. But Travis Barker is apparently the one. The ring is stunning. The way he did it in, it wasn't Malibu, it was like Montecito, California. Gorge. And I think they recorded it because like there was videos afterwards of like the whole family at like some dinner and there was cameras in the background. So I'm sure we're going to be seeing this on the new Kardashian show that should be airing within the next 2-3 months. Regardless, great for them. Boring, kind of. I'm not really that interested to see her wedding looks, but yeah. Although, on the other news, I feel like everyone, whenever they found out about this news, was like, oh my god, how's Scott doing? Who cares how Scott's doing? He had his chance. Apparently he knows what he needed to do to have a chance with Kourtney, and that's stay sober and get his life together, and he can't do that. So, who cares? He's a pervert, a predator, a pedophile. No mas. No one's interested. That's all I have to say on the story. Next, It's been 5 years, but Adele has come back with a new song, Easy On Me. And the new album is set to release on November... Ziggity bop. I don't know. Like November 15th or something like that. I feel like I just made that up. November 19th. Okay. Gorgeous. She's not going to be intruding on my birthday. I'll tell you that right now. So, yes. So, let's talk about this song because I truly feel that I'm the only one that's underwhelmed and bored by this song. I think this album is going to be good, but I just kind of... I don't want to say she's a one-trick pony because she obviously has a beautiful, gorgeous voice. And, like, we go to her for the sad songs that make you want to cry. You know, like, usher us into the seasonal depression of fall and winter coming in. But I just want something different. I don't know why I was expecting, like, something just, like, completely wild from her. But I'm sure there's going to be lots of good songs on the album because she said she's trying something new. There's, like, a country or a hard version of a country song. I'm sure there's going to be some collabs. Supposedly there's a collab with Beyonce on there. I think it's going to be a good album, but, like, this song was just, like, lackluster to me. It didn't really go anywhere. It didn't... I thought the lyrics were very sweet. It's a beautiful song to her son. But it just wasn't doing anything for me. Like, I wasn't hearing, like, crazy vocals. There wasn't really a lot of belting in this, like usual. There wasn't a lot of range. I don't know. It just wasn't doing it for me. And I feel like all these stories for some reason that come back to Don Thomas. But he had come to visit me 2 weeks ago. And we were on, like, this boat cruise or whatever in the Hudson. And we realized that the song had came on. So I, like, put one AirPod in my... Oh my God, that was in English. I put an AirPod in my ear and I gave him another one. And we just, like, sat there and listened to the song while drinking champagne on the water. Scenic, I know. And I was just like, I'm bored. Like, the song did not take me anywhere and I'm over it. I do like Adele. I think she's hysterical and she's a beautiful voice. But I think she doesn't, to me, I think she doesn't really push herself to kind of go out of her box, you know? I will give... And Lord knows, I don't like to give this person any type of credit for anything. But I will say that's one good thing about Miss Taylor. What's her middle name? Is it Anne? I'm just going to say it's Anne. Taylor Ann Swift. It's not Anne. What's her? You know what? I really don't care. I will say that's one good thing about Taylor Swift is that she does have different genres of music. Whether they're good or bad or it hits the mark. She does try different things. And I just wish Adele would kind of do that. And maybe we're going to see that on this album. This is just like, this is a song to remind you guys, like, I'm still here, hello. And then there's going to be bops after this. And, like, we're going to see something new. But if we don't see something new in this album that comes out November 19th, 2021, I might be officially over Adele if this is not giving what it's supposed to give after 5 years. And that's all I'll say. I think I said enough. She is going to be doing a special with Oprah, though, which... Now, I don't know. I think she's going to be performing and she's doing kind of like the Oprah series thing. So, like, they're going to be sitting in, like, similar but not similar to the Harry and Meghan interview where they're, like, sitting in her backyard or something like that. But the thing is, like, the only thing I really want to know from her, but I don't really care that much, is really just about her divorce. And I think she'll be open about it with Oprah. She seems to be, like, slightly open about it in interviews. But, like, what is she going to tell us in this interview? Like, there's not, like, any crazy scandals that she's had. What is she going to say? I'll still watch. And I'm sure I'll still giggle and gaggle because she is hysterical. But this interview just seems strange to me. A bit out of the blue, some would say. But that's all I have to say on the matter. We will... You know, maybe I'll do... the next monthly episode the week after so I can do a review on the album. You know what? That's when that'll be. Oh, that's Thanksgiving though. Ooh. I'll talk to my manager and I'll get back to you guys on that. So that's that on that. The next story is the Super Bowl halftime show has been announced and the people performing, I think they're all absolute classics, but it's just like the past two or three Super Bowls have been boring. Like J-Lo and Shakira. It was good, but, like, boring. Oh, wait, who was this year? Oh, The Weeknd was this year. J-Lo and whatever was last year. The Weeknd, boring, lackluster. I've never been so bored in my life. Like, dull again. I don't remember who was before J-Lo and whatever the year before. Couldn't tell you. Don't care. Anywho, the performers for the 2020... Oh my god, am I drunk? I'm really not drunk, you guys. This might be, like, the only sober episode I've ever done, just I'm trying to do a cleanse. The Super Bowl 2022 halftime performers are Dr. Dre, Kendrick Lamar, Eminem, Mary J. Blige, and Snoop Doggy Dogg, which I think is really interesting because, like, the Super Bowl is going to be in Inglewood, California, so they wanted to have people that were, like, natives or, like, they have a lot of history in California, especially specifically that area, so it does really make sense, so I can see why Jay-Z's team at Roc Nation, like, picked these people. However, I don't really understand why there's, like, five people performing a 15-minute show. Like, they're each going to do two songs and then, like, what? Pop off? It's just a little odd to me. Weirdly enough, the person that I'm most excited to see is Mary J. Blige because she's got some bops. But the bops that I like are the sad songs from, like, the early 2000s. No more rain. I really don't know any of Kendrick Lamar's songs. He's like the... No, I don't even know the songs he sings. Eminem. I know like three songs by him and they were all like 2002. I don't really know any... You know, I don't really know any of these people's songs. Other than Mary J. Blige. And Eminem. That's really it. I don't really know any Snoop Dogg songs or Dr. Dre. I'm sorry. I don't listen to rap, so this is not interesting to me. It should be interesting. I think it's a good pick in that they're trying to revamp the Super Bowl show to have, like, more colored artists and just kind of revamp how that whole situation in NFL is. But, oh, do you hear Ginger in the background? She's waking up from her slumber. But it's just, like, boring. I'm sorry. I know, like, these aren't really interesting stories. There's nothing interesting has been going on. I'm sorry, you guys. Anywho, let's get to the next story. Real Housewives of Atlanta season 14 cast has been announced, as well as some others that have been removed from the cast this season. So we've got our OGs, we've got Candy Burris, Kenya Moore, Drew Sidora, whose first season I believe was last season, or maybe it's two seasons, I can't remember. And we've got some, they're not new people, they've been on the show before, but they haven't been on in a while. We've got Sheree Whitfield, who gonna check me, boo? Miss Marlo Hampton, who has been on the show for like 10 plus years as like a friend of, finally got her peach. She is officially a housewife, which should be interesting because everyone has been saying give Marlo her, what am I trying to say, her due, whatever. But we just assumed, or maybe I assumed, they didn't give it to her because she didn't want to open up about her private life. Like, she has very suspicious fun. She's got a lot of what they say on the show, like a lot of sugar daddies, beep bop boop. So I'm just assuming, like, she always said no to that because she didn't want to explain and talk about it. But Nene's not there. Cynthia is off this season. I think she's going to be coming back. She wants to protect her new marriage. And Portia is not going to be on this season because she got her own show. Like, I was going to say Keeping Up with Portia. It's something of that variety. But she got her own show. About her family. Ooh, Family Matters with Portia, something like that. But I will be watching this season, but it's just like, I feel like they need to fully revamp a few of the Real Housewives, like Atlanta, New York, kind of Beverly Hills, TBVH. Potomac's fine because like they're still popping off, but like they really need to revamp some of this. Anywho, who else is coming back? We've got some new people. Olympic gold medalist Sonia Richards is going to join the cast, which she better be prepared. Like, Kenya Moore ain't playing no games. Let's move on to the next story, because I have three more stories to talk about, and then we've got some TV recaps, and that might be it, but who knows, I might have some more rants for you guys. Anywho, our next story is some good news, which we don't get often here at Main Character Energy, but R. Kelly is found guilty of all accounts and faces life in prison. That disgusting, beastly, pedophile man has been convicted, which is absolutely stunning for the people that he... I don't even want to get into it because it's literally so disgusting, but it's finally some good news. This news finally came along like a month ago, I believe, the end of September, However, it's strange to me that, like, they're going to be holding the trial, like, literally 7 months from now. They're not going to be holding the trial until, like, May 4th of 2022. Like, if he's already been sentenced, like, why does he have all this free time? Is it, like, the justice court and all of the above is just so confusing to me, like, it's idiotic. But let's stick to the positive. He's been convicted. Whatever. We're not going to get into this again. So let's move on to the next story. In some very sad news, James Michael Tyler, who played Gunther on Friends, has passed away at the age of 59 from, I believe it was cancer. This came out whenever they had the Friends reunion, like, 2 or 3 months ago. He was on, I believe, like, there was press, like, a few days afterwards that he was saying that he was sick, and that's why he couldn't be there, among other things. But he passed away a few days ago, which is very, very sad. Classic Gunther. But a lot of people from the show, Jen, if I'm saying Jen, like, I know her personally, Jennifer Aniston, and now I can't remember the rest of the names, Matt LeBlanc, like, the whole cast, like, said some sweet words and, like, posted something about him on Instagram and their social medias, which was very sweet. But it's just, like, very sad. Very, very sad. So that was just an update. Let's go on to the next sad story, which is Alec Baldwin shoots prop firearm on set, killing one person and injuring another. So I'm sure everyone has heard this story, and it's just so heartbreakingly sad and insane. Let's get into some of the facts that we know, at least. The number one question, is Alec going to be charged? This is just a really sad story, and it's not his fault. Like, I think because, and this is just, I'm trying to put everything that I've read and recall together, because of, like, the strikes that's been going on, or that's begun, in, like, the film industry, a lot of, like, the safety people on this movie, Rust, were no longer doing it. So they had other people come in, and they were shooting it. Someone gave him the gun that was supposed to be a blank, and it ended up being a real gun that ended up killing this girl. And then, like, another shot, I don't know if it backfired and, like, hit the director or producer, who is fine now, but it's just a horrible situation. And apparently, like, there's other stories coming out that they had issues with firearms, like, earlier that week. So it's just, like, such a strange, crazy story to happen out of literally nowhere. I read the headline, like, a few days ago when it first happened. I was like, is this a joke? Like, can you imagine just being on a set and they're, like, they're giving you, like, a prop gun to do a scene and you end up accidentally, fatally killing a woman? Like, it's just sad. It's just sad. This poor girl, Helena Hutchins, like, oh my God. There's really just no words. There's, like, so much to get into, but at the end of the day, it's just a sad, tragic thing that happened, and hopefully they can get to the bottom of, like, how this actually happened and who's at fault, and just a little bit of justice can be given to her family. Like, it's just horrific. It's just horrific. So hopefully some information comes out soon about it, but there's just, like, let me rephrase, some correct information comes out soon, because, like, a lot of things that are coming out are just, like, kind of all over the place, and everyone trying to point a finger at someone else, which is, like, let's just get to the bottom of it. Like, who was supposed to be taking care of this, and who handed him the gun? Like, that's that at the end of the day, and why were they not properly doing their job? That's pretty much it. There should be no other conversations about it. Just sad. So, I was going to say sending prayers, but, like, it's just heartbreaking, honestly. Okay. With that said, we're going to move on to some TV recaps of some of the shows I told you guys to watch. I was going to say last week, like a month ago. And we're going to go over some movies/shows that we should be watching, because we will be discussing next month whenever this next episode is going to drop. Okay, so Last episode, I told you guys to watch Only Murders in the Building, Nine Perfect Strangers, Clickbait, Ted Lasso, and I asked if you guys were watching Morning Show Season 2, and literally everyone said no. So we're not going to talk about it because it hasn't had good reviews. No one's really been talking about it, and the people that I trust to give me feedback on it said to not waste my time, nor the listeners. So let's start with Only Murders in the Building. Also, there are going to be spoilers, so if you've not finished these shows that I'm about to talk about, sorry. Only Murders in the Building. Literally obsessed with this show. There's, there's 9 episodes, I believe, on Hulu, and the last one came out last week. And I was satisfied with the ending. A little bit verklempt, some would say, a little bit all over the place, but a good show. So the murderer ended up being, I want to say her name is Janice, but I don't think that's correct. Oh my God, the oboist, Jan. I said Janet, didn't I? But it's close, same thing. So the killer ended up being her. She had an affair with Tim Kono, and she's apparently like a psychopath. So she killed him, and she tried to kill Savage, who plays Steve Martin, or played by Steve Martin. But it was just a really good show, a really good ending. I think something that made this show just so enjoyable to watch was the chemistry between all three of them, which was just kind of strange. Like, who would have thought Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Selena Gomez would have been just like the trio we didn't know we needed, but literally obsessed. Kind of reminded me that Selena is an actress. I would just forget she's an actor, even though like the way she speaks is really irritating. Like, it's like her jaw is like wired shut and she can barely move her mouth. But it was a good show. It was good writing. I think, though, that what's going to set the show apart was like episode 6 or 7, where it was like completely silent. It was from the point of the view of one of the guys in the show. I don't remember his name. He was like the son. I'm sorry, I cannot remember his name. Theo, there we go, the Demises. He is deaf? Yes, he's deaf in the show. So they had an episode that was like completely silent. It had like music in the background. And it was like such an interesting episode. And I've never seen anything like it. And it was just, it was really, really cool. So I thought it was a really good show. I don't really want to do like a full recap. I just want to like tell you how I feel about it. if you haven't seen it, well, I just spoiled it for you, but whatever. Great show. Give it a watch. Even if I did spoil it, you'll still enjoy how hysterical Martin Short is in this show. Like, he's absolutely, like, I feel like I haven't seen him in many things. Like, I know who he is. Like, he's just like a comedic genius from back in the day or whatever. So is Steve Martin, but like, I feel like I haven't seen them in much. I've seen Steve Martin in a lot, like Pink Panther, literally the best movie known to man. But I don't know Martin Short, but he was just so funny in this. It was perfect timing. Didn't miss a beat. Great show. 10 out of 10. Hope it gets nominated for, like, best. Well, it's not going to be a limited series because they set us up at the end for a new season. But whatever it's going to get nominated for, I hope it gets nominated. Oh, my God. I need to go to bed. Whatever it gets nominated for, I hope it gets nominated for. Next show we're going to talk about is Nine Perfect Strangers. Now, this is a show that, like, I feel like you either feel one of two ways about the show. You either, like, really enjoyed it and, like, loved how it took you kind of for a ride and the way it ended, or you were like, this is the most boring show ever. Like, this is just not doing it for me. And for some reason, I lie in the middle. I think for me, it started off, like, really good, really strong. Like, ooh, where's this going? It's eerie. It's creepy. Okay, she's got this weird Russian accent. We're going to let that slide. And then, like, the more you get into it, the more kind of not interesting it is. And when you get to the end, it's just, like, that didn't really leave me satisfied. It didn't really take me anywhere. Well, rephrase. It didn't take me where I was hoping it was going to take me, like, on the emotional journey side of it. But still, it was really great acting from generally everyone. It was a good-ish storyline, but, like, this isn't going to get nominated for anything. There's absolutely not going to be a season 2, like, limited one season kind of show, and that's how it should stay forever. The other show I talked about in our last episode was Ted Lasso, but I haven't finished this new season. I think I've got like 3 or 4 episodes left, but it's just such a heartwarming show. I think I said this as well last time. So I'm sorry if I'm repeating myself. Whatever. It is such a good show. Like, it's so heartwarming. It's so sweet. It's just like a big hug. You know those shows that you watch and you just like, you watch it and you're like, ugh, I'm watching it because I have to watch that because I want to watch it. And like when it's over, you don't ever want to think about it again. Ted Lasso is the exact opposite. Like, it's just a beautiful, warm blanket at night on a cold day with like some hot chocolate or some apple cider. It's just such a beautiful show. Love the acting. Love that they nearly all of them got Emmys or whatever a few months ago. Obsessed. Literally obsessed. That's all I have to say on that. Okay, last show I'm going to recap. And I know the show just came out, so I'm going to say something. So I absolutely might be spoiling it. I'm not going to give you guys time to watch it. Like, you can just, like, skip the next 2 minutes. But You, season 3, came out, like, Friday, and I finished it yesterday. And I think it was a good season. However, I think the voiceover of him speaking, I know that's like the point of the show, like you just kind of see him like staring into whatever and you hear his thoughts over it, whatever it's called. But it just got like really cheesy and really annoying after a while. And I was just like, I just want to see them actually act it out. I really don't want to hear their thoughts on it so often. I know that's like how we're supposed to figure out like who they are and like whatever. But it was just really annoying to me. And it was very evident to me this season. I think there were some good moments. It was just like, Love is, like, she just drives me insane. Her literally murdering everyone because it's just, and I know everyone's like, Love and Joe, they're both the same, but like, she just doesn't have control and he does. Like, yes, that's why I'm irritated with her. Like, at least Joe has an ounce of control. And he's just not just like murdering people because they breathed on him wrong. Like, she's just irritating to me and she has like no, I don't want to say she doesn't have any likable characters, but like to me, she had no likable characteristics. Joe, he kind of does. Like, even though he's idiotic and he's just like putting all these women on pedestals and then when they don't end up being who, whatever. I can still find something about Joe that I like, but with Love, it's just like she's so irritating. She's so irrational. She's so impulsive in like the worst ways. And her having like this weird affair with like the 19-year-old boy next door was just idiotic. I'm glad at literally the last 5 minutes that Joe killed her and then blamed everything on her and like moved to Paris to start this new story. But like, I will not be watching the next season. Unless the next season is the final season and like he's gonna get caught, like he's gonna find some other girl and get obsessed with her and then he actually gets caught for everything that he's done. I just don't want to keep seeing the same thing over and over. That's how I felt about The Good Place. Like, you could only keep watching the same thing over and over without getting bored. Like, there were some good moments in the show when he chopped off his foot at the end or, that was really it. There wasn't anything like too crazy. I don't remember. It was just boring. I'm sorry. It wasn't it. And I know everyone's obsessed with the show because like, he's cute. It's Dan Humphrey. Like, he's a white man with a beard. Can we just like calm down for a second? Like, literally, calm down. Anywho, so some shows of the month. We're near the end, you guys. We're near the end. Shows of the month is Made on Netflix and Insecure's final season. Also, Curb Your Enthusiasm new season just started this Sunday. So I'm going to recap whatever episodes happen to be by time we get to next month. I think we'll be halfway through the seasons. But give it a watch. Insecure and Curb Your Enthusiasm is on HBO Max. Made is on Netflix. I am not watching, nor do I care about clickbait. So I will not be recapping that. I won't even be uttering another breath about it. So I hope you guys have enjoyed this very long, very rant-filled episode of pretty much just my life the past few weeks with a couple stories sprinkled in. But I've actually missed recording. I've missed doing an episode. Like, I've missed you guys. I must say, I really have. I will try to do better, but I'm not going to make any promises I cannot keep. But that's all I have to say on that. The next thing that you'll be seeing from me, I will be turning a new, possibly old age. So happy birthday, me. Scorpio season up in this bee. I hope everyone has a fabulous Halloween. Please be safe. Don't be idiotic. Also, check your surroundings. You never know what's going on around you. And I hope everyone has a fabulous Scorpio season. Goodbye, my dears.